Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and Mackenzie recently divorced. I don't know if you're actively searching for a man, but you just never listen to any advice I take. Like, you had that one guy that wanted to fly you out to France for New Year's. You had that one dude that like owned like nuts or something, and he was like a billionaire. You should have got pregnant by him.
And then you had that one really, really hot guy that was all over you.
And my point is, like, I know a guy, at least I think I do, Liv was saying she knows these guys, but have you seen who she dates? Like, I think I have a guy that's perfect
for Joel Daddy here.
Well, I'm just saying, you don't have the greatest track record, that's all. I mean, your guy now is cool. He has a Tesla, so that's dope. But I wanted to introduce you to somebody who I think, you know, could be a guy you might want to check out. I think he checks off all the boxes.
And he's on the line right now.
Yes, his name is Billy. Hey, Billy.
What's up?
What's up, man? Say hi to Mackenzie.
Hi, Mackenzie. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I have a lot of pressure. I'm not a billionaire. I don't know if we can go to France. There's so much pressure. I just heard so many details that I don't know if I can fulfill, but okay.
No pressure. I'm like, hey, when it comes, it comes. When I meet someone awesome, it'll happen.
That's the way it is. Yep.
Now, listen, Mackenzie, I know limited things about you because I've known you from afar, but we've worked together for a little bit now. But I feel like Billy might check off some of the boxes you're looking for. For example, you like positive vibes. Billy, you seem like a positive dude.
I feel like I'm pretty positive, you know, especially in this business. You have to be kind of positive. And when you wake up as early as we do, you got to stay positive.
So he's on our grind. He has our schedule.
Okay. Yes. You're all about that. What about this, Mackenzie? You have a daughter. Billy, don't you have a son?
Yeah, I have a son who's 8, who's about to turn 9 in March. And
Yes, my little Lucy is 9, about to turn 10, in a few days here.
Guys, this seems like destiny right here. Now, Mackenzie, obviously it's not just about me bringing Billy, but do you have any questions to get to know Billy kind of? Let's take the chance to hopefully find you that new man.
Okay, so Billy, what do you look for in a woman?
Oh God! The hottest thing is passion. I love seeing somebody passionate about something. So to me, that is a big deal to me. And you know, just overall, just good energy and a vibe. And I love to see, you know, people treating people the way they want to be treated. So I mean, that to me is like the hottest thing, and that's what I think is the most important. And of course, you know, having a child, you're going to look for somebody who's going to treat and love children and make sure that is a big priority. You know, because obviously having a son, that's important.
Absolutely. I love that. What is your ideal date?
Ooh, that's good. You know, the ideal date for me would be something more fun than romantic, although I do like both. But at first, I think to get to know somebody, doing something fun would be just, you know, going out, maybe getting to know each other, being able to talk. I wouldn't say the movie so much just because I feel like you wouldn't be able to talk and get to know each other, but
right. Maybe,
you know, some drinks and maybe some fun like games or, you know, like a arcade or something where we could have some fun and just kind of relax and not so high pressure. And I feel like I'm in a situation, I feel like I can make anything fun. So, you know, we can have a good time.
I love it. I have a question. Do you have dimples?
Do I have dimples?
I love dimples.
On my face? I don't know. I think maybe I might have one.
Yeah, I love that. Okay. I love a great smile. That's important to me. Now, you do have a great smile because Joe's flashing your picture at me as you speak right now.
Oh, gosh, the pressure. Oh, my God.
Now, hold on a second. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. We're talking to our friend Billy. He actually lives in Dallas. Is that right? You're in Dallas?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the big D. And Mackenzie always talks about how she loves
the big D.
So, I mean, that's good. And plus, you like to travel, so you could, you know, and also, haven't you mentioned before, Mackenzie, I don't know how Billy feels, because this is the compatibility thing, but you like to travel, and it's weird to me, but you kind of like a little bit of a distance, you said, at first, you like the idea of long distance.
Just at first, because then it's like that anticipation building, then it's like love on the weekend, you get to see each other, and then obviously you want to be with that person, but from the get, I think it's, you know, it's kind of exciting.
Yeah, I can see that, actually. Plus, you know, when there's a distance, you're kind of forced to get to know each other through communicating in other ways and not just right there. I actually kind of see, I understand that, yeah.
See, is there anything else in closing, Billy? I feel like I sold the hell out of you. Like, I feel like
I feel like I should pay you because I need you to travel everywhere with me, Joe,
yes.
If you don't mind, because I feel like you're an incredible NPR person right now.
But, dude, I am.
You know, I think that, hey, why not? You never know. So we could take a chance, and I'd love to take you out and do something. I'd fly there. You could fly here. We could fly somewhere else. Why not?
I like this. I'm into it. Yes, Joe is your ultimate hype man, I will
Joe
say.
Joe is the best ever, yeah.
All right, Live the Web Girl, I can't wait to see what slub you come up with after this. This is like our Friday freestyle. You're going to choke.
He sounds so nice.
I'm
he
into it.
He sounds so nice.
Do you want to leave your boyfriend for Billy?
I'm telling you.
Billy's got a dog, just like your boyfriend.
I know. I think this guy sounds great.
What's your dog's name, Billy?
Aspen.
Aww.
Yeah, I have a German Shepherd named Aspen, who I love. That is my... goes everywhere with me, pretty much. But yeah, she's great.
Aw, so sweet.
I just don't think it's going to happen. No offense, but I just think this guy that I've got for Mackenzie...
All right, Billy. Sorry, we got a hater here. It happens
occasionally. I think you're great, Billy.
I'm sure he's great. I'm sure he's awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure he loves to do meth.
Hey, big point, Billy. I appreciate it because it's like super awkward, and I appreciate you calling in. No, but I think you sound amazing, and definitely we'll talk.
Well, good luck with the other guys, but Joe, you know, hate on them, please. Thank you.
I will, Billy. I'll make sure we accidentally lose their call. Thank you.
Yeah, all right, I'll see you guys. Bye. Right, nice meeting you, Mackenzie.
You too.
I think we just found a love connection. I mean, good luck, Liv.
So he's off the phone?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't want to say this, but Mackenzie has literally verbatim told me a date to the arcade sounds like my worst nightmare. Basically, that's what she's told. I'm like,
but he doesn't know her.
But right. Months ago, I know. I'm just saying that was
he would
funny.
Figure out. He would figure out after he talks to her. I mean, when he talks to her, I'm going to manifest this stuff.
It's just funny.
And it would
You're
be the most amazing date.
First of all, I think that takes big kahunas to like call in and do that. So I am very impressed. I think he sounds amazing.
So do we even need to like hear about this other guy?
Yes, we certainly do. I liked his idea. I'm not. I don't. No offense to arcades, but yeah, that's not my idea.
That's just
of a first
if you
date.
Met you one. Time you would be like, yeah, that's just not her jam.
That's just not me, but I definitely would give him a shot because he sounded very cool.
Okay, Liv, do you have another person?
Yes, I have a person. We can't call them because they actually have a job that they work at to where they can't call it. Do you want me to do it now?
We'll do it next, but okay. Good luck with this one. By the way, if you got somebody maybe you think would be perfect for Mackenzie, well, I don't know. You can call us up, 833-563-2539. Do not come up and show up at our building.
Please.
That's not good. We have to have security escort you out, okay? Thanks. Good morning.
I love this music.
Do you smell that? That's love in the air.
Valentine's Day, a week away from today, actually.
Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and we just talked to my buddy Billy. He works in radio in Dallas. Really cool dude. And he kind of said, hey, man, who's this Mackenzie girl? And I'm like, well, she's amazing. Huh? That's what she is.
Aww,
I'm just speechless.
Joe.
I'm just speechless because I think I made a love connection.
Would you die if we end up getting married?
Oh, my God, yes. I bet if I'm not invited to that wedding, I will crash it like drunk. Like, it was me that made this happen. So, but he's a cool dude. I don't know. It's worth a try. You like flying, go to Dallas, say what up, or maybe he can come here and
Dallas
visit.
Dallas is cool. I love Dallas.
Now, Liv the Web Girl, for whatever reason, I don't know why she's been angsty lately, she poo-pooed on Billy like I found him under
no,
a bridge.
I
like,
know, no, I didn't mean to poo-poo on him, but I just think that I know Mackenzie, and I know the type of guy she's looking for, and I just don't think, I mean, I think he's great.
He said he wanted, if you missed it, he said he wanted maybe like to go to an arcade for the first date. Mackenzie wouldn't want to do that, and she acts like that's the worst thing ever.
No, I'm not saying that.
No, but Liv is saying it's the worst thing ever.
I don't mean to be, I'm not being a brat.
And she's not being a brat at all. We were just talking about it, and we talked about it like a month ago when... I don't even know how I got brought up. She's like, yeah, that's just not my ideal date. I don't think that if a guy was really like, let's go to an arcade, it's not like she'd be like, ew, gross, bye.
No, I think
she would be nice.
Something really cute. I was just saying, it was another guy who had proposed that. And I think that's like maybe a third or fourth, like, let's get goofy, let's date. But I think initial date, you want a little more, you know.
A fancy steak dinner at Sullivan Steakhouse. Put pork chop as your server.
Oh, that would be fun, actually.
Okay, so Liv, enough trash in my guy who's amazing. Tell us about your guy that's perfect for Mackenzie.
Okay,
he is. Honestly, I think I'll leave my wife for Billy.
Okay, so oh my gosh, let's calm it down. Okay, so my person, his name is Peter.
Okay.
And he's
like The Bachelor?
Yes, kind of like The Bachelor. Yeah.
It probably is The Bachelor. It's like, you just have to go on a show, but that's how you'll meet him.
Yeah, he's a pilot. You'll have to fight 28 other women to get to him. No, I'm just kidding.
Sweet.
Very attainable.
His name's Peter, and he lives out in Denver right now, but he's from Nashville. So he went to Vanderbilt, and he is a vice president of sales for a company out there in Denver, and he is really interested in fitness. He likes to live a healthy lifestyle, but like obviously he's a dude, so like he also likes to have like burgers and beers and stuff. But he, I guess, like is really into, you know, like drinking wine and trying new foods, things like that. He loves to travel. He loves to go to sporting events.
Okay.
So any kind of like professional sporting events, he is really big on like motivation. So the sexiest thing he finds in a woman is her drive.
Okay, love
and
that.
And also just someone he can have fun with.
Hold on.
Wants to
laugh.
Loves to laugh.
I know who this guy is. You're using a fake name. I know who this guy is.
Who?
You're trying to call it our guy that does afternoons in Indy, Dustin. This sounds like our coworker, Dustin. No, that guy.
No,
that guy loves meat. He does keto. He loves the Broncos.
He doesn't work out.
He used to box.
He doesn't anymore. I'm not talking about.
Oh my God!
I'm not talking about Dustin. I love Dustin. I tried to get him I tried to get him to come to my cycle bar classes. That's how I know that he doesn't work out right now.
It's not our actual boss.
Okay, it's called professionalism. So no, it's not him. Did Dustin go to?
He's got a girlfriend.
Did he go to Vanderbilt?
I don't know, Mackenzie. No, and I'm not trying to ruin his relationship. I'm just like, sounds all pretty familiar to somebody we work with.
Okay, well, anyways, he also says that he's not into like romantic movies like The Notebook or anything like that, which okay. I know you are, but he did say that he would watch any movie his girl wanted to watch.
What does he look like? I just need a visual here.
Okay, so he is a pretty tall. I'd say he's around like 6'1".
Okay, love.
Yes, he's got brown eyes. He's got brown hair. He's got kind of like a fuller head of hair.
Okay,
he's got
it's
a
not
good
Dustin.
Smile. Yeah, and I would say he's like decently buff. Like he's okay. he's not overly buff, but like he is into fitness. He's
nice.
Like kind of cut.
That's what I like. I mean, I don't like a guy with like veins popping.
Right.
But I like just like fit, but not insane.
Like an ideal like Saturday morning is like going on a jog and then like maybe going for like mimosas and brunch.
I am into that. Okay.
And an ideal first date would be going to a romantic dinner with like maybe like some mood lighting, very like quaint. So he can like be close to you
in
and really
Denver.
Get to know you.
Okay, so I have Peter and Billy. All right, I like this is so fun. Why don't we do this all the time, you guys?
All I'm saying is that B comes before P, so you should go with Billy.
Okay. I mean, can I not go out with them both?
Peter does not have any kids, by the way.
Okay.
He doesn't have any kids.
So he's not going to be able to relate to you being a mom.
And he doesn't have a pet.
No pets.
But
okay.
He likes kids. He has
I will
a bunch
say,
of nieces
if he had
and nephews.
Like three cats, it would be no dice just because right. I'm allergic to cats. So that's
right.
good to know.
Peter does have a lot of nieces and nephews. So he's good with kids. He just doesn't have any of his own.
All right. Wow.
Why don't you let us know? You can tweet us Joe and Mackenzie if you think Mackenzie should go with my guy, Billy, or this Peter character. Questionable.
Well, also, let's not forget in Denver, it's like super, super early in the morning right now. So they couldn't call in.
Oh, that's an excuse.
That's true. I mean, Billy does get a leg up because he did call in, and I'm impressed. And Billy's in our industry, which is interesting, too. Okay.
Well, you've got some choices here.
I do, guys. They both sound amazing. Thank you, guys.
You are welcome. Anything to do to make you happy.
And Joe's going to fly you across the country to meet whichever one you pick.
Yeah, do it for the show, Joe.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
No.